I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The nation's economy grew at an unexpectedly brisk 3.3% annual pace from October through December. Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group.
Consumer spending growth was strong. Business investment was solid. Even the housing market, which has been a drag on growth, was roughly neutral for growth. So very good report, and it indicates the economy is strong heading into 2024.
President Biden sounded pretty pleased. He spoke in Wisconsin.
The experts from the time I got elected were insisting that a recession was just around the corner. Every month there was going to be a recession. Well, you know, we've got really strong growth.
And Seth Soutel has the closing numbers on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5%, setting another record high. The Dow added 242 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. Seth Soutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.